Moncrief on News Talk.
Over the weekend, a very strange, odd thing has been happening in Texas. Dozens of the state's Democratic representatives decided to up and leave. But why? And was this a great act of peaceful resistance or a treasonous betrayal of democracy? Gina London is an international communications strategist and trainer and a former award-winning CNN correspondent. She joins us to explain everything to us now. Gina, how are you today?
I am very good, thank you. Interesting times we are in.
I don't know where to begin. It sounds childish is the first thing that goes through my mind.
It's called a quorum break, and it's happening more often as partisanship increases. So it's happened in other states over recent times, like Indiana, Oregon, and Minnesota, and they've had similar walkouts, usually over hot-button topics like abortion, gun control, and in this case, voter rights and redistricting. So it has happened before, even in Texas. It happened back in 2021. The Democrats left again protesting a bill. This one was to roll back voting rights, but they eventually returned and a vote was had and it was passed. And that's usually what happens.
Right. They're serious issues. But when you look at the people not just leaving, the room, but the state, license or talk of them being arrested and stuff, that just sounds like mad stuff.
Well, we're in Trump America. And so leaving and doing what I mentioned with the quorum break, it's a civil infraction. It's not a criminal act. So they shouldn't be actually arrested on return. But in Trump's America, really anything goes. What's at stake here is, see, for the Texas legislature to pass any bill, they need 100 people in the room. There's 150 representatives there, but they only have 88 Republicans. So they don't need Democrats to vote, which they wouldn't get in this case, because what they're trying to do is redistrict the map to add 5 additional Republican seats. That's what we call gerrymandering. This is during a non-decade cycle. Usually states will do a redistricting after the census every decade, and 2020 was our last census. So this is a mid-decade redistricting, so it's very unusual anyway, but it's been specifically requested by the president. And the governor, Greg Abbott, he's also Republican, and as I mentioned, the Republicans are in control in the legislature. So because in the federal land in D.C., the balance in the U.S. House is just 3, they really want to increase the number of Republican seats before the midterm election in 2026.
Okay, makes perfect sense from their side, 100%. But how democratic is it? I mean, if they're supposed to wait from 10 years after and they're kind of breaking that cycle, are they allowed to do that?
Well, this is where the law gets fuzzy. Apparently, the Supreme Court ruled that they are supposed to, by law, do these, and by every state, I mean, that they are supposed to redistrict after the 2020, but it gets fuzzy state by state, whether they can do what I just described, this mid-cycle. So I think there's protests, but I don't think there's any clear-cut law that prevents Republicans in this case from moving this gerrymandering redistricting map idea forward.
Right. And then when it comes to changing the boundaries and the lines, should that not be done by, an independent committee? Can you really just hand that over to one party?
Now you've opened up a much bigger discussion, because even every single state, whoever's in control, they are the ones that control the redistricting. So it's not done by a neutral. Very good point. Very good idea. But it is done by the party in the state legislature that's in power. So now there's mapping that goes on by independent organizations that will show in colors. For example, if you look at the map of the U.S., which states are more proportionately represented, and that the lines of those districts aren't snaking all around to try to capture a particular party, which if you look at some state maps, it's just really just boggles your mind that they would do that. But you won't be surprised already to know, even before this, that the Texas districting map is considered poor by these independent observers. So this has already been gerrymandered, and now it's going to be gerrymandered even further, because I would put forward that this is a battle delay by the Democrats, but it's certainly not in a victory in this war.
Right. And is this something the Democrats themselves would possibly have done in other states? Would there be states that Trump would point out and say, like, they've been gerrymandering here for decades?
Well, they could. I mean, it's one of the things that is the state legislature in session. So, for example, Texas is just one of those states that's so partisan and like they've done it before, as I mentioned. And what's tricky though, too, when you think about it, like they're in a special session right now. So that's every 30 days. So this clock's going to run out at the end of August. But Governor Greg Abbott can just keep calling and calling new special sessions. So can they wait this out, the Democrats, until November when the actual elections are would have to be put in place because there's an election going on the books? They're in primary season right now over in Texas. It's unlikely because, interestingly, the state legislature in Texas, they only meet every other year for 6 weeks, and all of those representatives only make about $10,000 a year. It's part-time. So all of those people that have left to other states, they have families and they have jobs, and it's very second jobs. It's unlikely that they'll be able to wait the clock out that far.
Yeah, the Texas Attorney General said they have lives, they have families. They're not going to live in Chicago, especially when it gets cold.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there are some things that could happen, though. Even if you see them actually arrested on camera, I mean, that's going to be a big uproar still, probably, with the outcome of the redistricting, as I described. But after the walkout in 2021, apparently, the Texas House did change the rules and added a $500 fine a day for everyday lawmakers are out of work. So that could get pricey very quickly. And they could also apparently lose other things like their office budgets or parking spots. Governor Abbott right now, and since Sunday when the Democrats walked out, he was also saying that he could strip them of their office, but that would definitely go through the courts to get that because there's no precedent for that. But I mean, the rancor just keeps ratcheting up. And the likelihood of things happening in a world where you didn't think they would happen before under the Trump regime, anything goes.
Right. Are they being greeted as kind of freedom heroes in the states they've gone to, the Democratic states they've run to?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why I said they're unlikely to win the victory in this redistricting, which is unfortunate for the Democrats, but they're certainly winning points in the messaging campaign.
And is this seen as a bit of the Democratic fight back?
This is everything the Democrats can give, they got to give.
The long overdue Democratic fight back. Some might say,
it's a very big tent and there's a lot of different voices. So it's hard to get them all singing in one giant accord. But I think you are seeing more and more of those voices coming together. And certainly this is a visual and very dramatic example of how trying, even if it's unlikely to ultimately prevail, to make some resistance against the blanket that is the Trump.
Right. Have you any idea, any feel for how you think it's going to play out? Will they come back to be arrested? Will they come back as heroes? Will they just come back with their tails between their legs?
They will. In 2021, they kind of filtered back and then the vote was held and it was passed. So I think they will probably see, depending on who's got how much in their bank accounts, some people might come back a little bit more quickly. Are they going to coordinate the effort when everybody comes back and try to do a ticker tape parade? That would be a good messaging tactic because they're ultimately going, unless there's something that really changes the minds of those 66 or 88 rather Republicans, it's very unlikely that they're going to do anything to change the minds in this bill to redistrict and add 5 more Republican seats in the state of Texas to change the balance potentially of the House coming into the midterm more towards the Republicans is very likely.
Right. If these guys did come back and some were arrested, though, surely that would be an own goal.
My prediction and my speculation on that would, it would be a lot of cameras, a lot of discussion afterward, how poorly they were treated or those types of sound bites that does it make a difference in the big scheme? It might land them some good talking points and potentially maybe it would even change minds of voters in Texas when they see how this type of civil disobedience, which it is civil disobedience, is being handled and at what level the consequences are.
God, could American politics be any more fascinating at the moment?
Oh, fascinating is one word. Very disappointing and distressing is another.
Wearying.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Gina, keep up the watch. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for asking me.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.